This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jones and Keefe.
Jones and Keefe
on WEEI.
Oh, I felt good. I actually missed the contact portion of it as far as like getting hit a little bit. So I look forward to getting back out there. You know, I'm more thankful than anything. I hate losing. Obviously, I wasn't too happy about that. But at the same time, I took a lot from it as far as like me getting back out there, and, you know, getting acclimated again and getting some contact and, you know, catching the ball again. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Jones and Keefe here on WEEI. That was Stephon Diggs. Keith, you earlier called the Patriots wide receivers average.
Yeah.
I think that was fair.
Thank you.
Not everyone agrees.
What?
Our pal Ray in Cumberland.
Come on, Ray.
Keith, that is the dumbest statement I've heard all week.
It's Thursday. We've had a ton of horrible, dumb stuff.
It's not even the dumbest thing anyone said on this show.
Right.
Today.
Today is what I mean.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant.
That's bizarre.
Okay.
I think they are average.
Wide receivers are average, !! He says, not even close, !!
Well, that really drives the point home. But Kayshon Booty's sneaky decent.
Yeah, that's an important word. That word's doing a lot.
Maybe I just like Steph Diggs.
Sneaky, sir.
More than Ray does. I do think that there were not a lot of positives to take away from week one. However, Steph Diggs is one of them, and you hear him talking about it there. This is a guy who's in his 30s, blew out his ACL last Halloween. We didn't even know if he was going to play week one.
I didn't think he was going to play, no matter where he signed. This is even before he signed. Right. I didn't think he was going to play week one.
He might start the pup list.
I didn't think he'd play the first month.
Right.
Correct.
So the fact that he even played is a win, let alone had six catches in the game. I'm like, I'll take that. I mean,
I think it was seven. We said this earlier. I think it was 7 targets on 29 snaps off the top of my head. So when he was out there, he was hyper-targeted, which I really didn't think was going to be the case. And I read you these numbers the other day just to make you feel better. And it doesn't mean he's going to outproduce all these guys.
Yeah.
But in week one, his first game in a new offense with a new quarterback off a torn ACL, he outproduced in yards Drake London, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Justin Jefferson, Tyreek Hill, Travis Hunter, T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, George Pickens, Calvin Ridley, and Jamar Chase. So, I don't know. The further we get away from Sunday, I honestly do feel better and better about Diggs' first game. He had the fourth most snaps among wide receivers. When he was out there, he was targeted a lot. I'd expect more than 57 yards. I would hope for more anyway than 57 yards on a lot of these weeks. But it's not as bad of a start as it felt in real time. I think I was more hung up on the loss and how bad May looked and probably lashing out at Diggs in the performance more than anything, because you take a look back, it really wasn't that bad.
Yeah, I just think that was a positive sign for him just to get out there. He talked about, you know, getting hit, catching some passes, playing in an NFL game, because he probably had some doubts when it happened. And so, all right, now you get out there. And it's tricky because it's hard to not grade things on a scale of, like, how close are they to a Super Bowl? Because for so long, that's like all we were focused on.
Yep.
And it was like, all right, this team is a Super Bowl team, and if they're not, what happened? Well, this team, the last 2 years, won a total of 8 games. The last 2 years probably had the worst wide receiver group in the NFL. this year, they spend money on Steph Diggs. He's not the old Steph Diggs. He's not super explosive, but he still could be their best or second best receiver on the team. And six catches for just under 60 yards is kind of like a 1,000-yard pace. Now, I mean, you're going to want some touchdowns, and you're going to, you know, obviously you want to score more points and win games and all that stuff, but I'll take the lone individual performance from Steph Diggs as a win. Now, that can't be the highlight of the season. No. You can't be like, remember the game he had six catches, but for week one, I'll happily take it.
We talked about this before, but 1,000 yards doesn't sound that great, and game by game, it's really not crazy production. The last time they had a 1,000-yard receiver was Edelman in, like, 2019 or something like that? Like, well, I forgot off the top of my head when it was.
They have not had a 1,000-yard receiver since 2019.
So 57 yards a game gets you to almost 1,000, yeah. 969.
Yep.
Nice.
Very nice. So he's got to up the production just a little bit. But that in a 17-game season, that gets you to 1,000 yards. Meanwhile, we've also been discussing whether or not Drake May is the guy. Text line feels very strongly about that. Guys, he won't get year three, which I find shocking. Also, this text, Mac Jones won 10 games one season. May has one win in 20 games. We're exaggerating.
That's a little much.
So that's to say, when I said earlier, well, Mac got a third year. Of course, Drake's going to get a third year. I think that's trying to run counter to that, basically that Mac proved more early. We were doing an exercise in the last break because I'm like, how many first-round quarterbacks?
Well, Mac did get a third year, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
The
text line is saying he got a third year because he proved more year one, rather, than Drake has proven to this point.
Okay, okay,
so didn't he get to the point where Bill wasn't talking to him?
They're more of a Bill thing.
I was very strongly against Mac getting that third year, but he got it.
Yeah.
Most first-round picks get a third year, but not all of them. You came up with a bunch in the break, Keith, that did not get year three.
We were firing off a whole bunch. I mean, the Browns went through such a run where they were just getting guys like late 20s in the first round and then trying them out, not working. The late Dwayne Haskins didn't get a lot of run. EJ Manuel with the Bills didn't get a long run. Jamarcus Russell, because he didn't start, he only played one game. We were looking this up in his rookie year. Yeah, played year two, so he got year three. Then that was it.
He's a real fly in the ointment for the redshirt people.
It did not work for him.
He got a full redshirt. He started one game as a rookie.
He got to watch the game, experience the NFL.
He apparently learned nothing.
Yeah.
So he got a third year, but
Josh Rosen was one and done.
Rosen is a great one. Did you say Johnny Football?
Yeah, Manziel was another one. Yeah, I think all those Browns guys.
Rosen didn't stand a chance.
Rosen? No, they had a new coach.
They hired Cliff Kingsbury and then immediately drafted Kyler.
Yeah, but they were right.
Oh, no, they were right.
They were right, but that's also...
Were they right? Was Kyler really good?
I mean, he's definitely better than Josh Rosen.
Yeah, but he might have gotten a second year if they didn't have the number one overall pick, right? Maybe. It's also like how the draft shakes out. And, like, who happens to be available in said draft. But
the point, so there are more examples than I thought, but most of those quarterbacks get a third year. And Drake's going to get a third year, but he could go into the third year on a real hot seat, depending on how this year shakes out, and it's off to a bad start. 617-779-7937. Here's proof that it's off to a bad start, Keith. Matt's in Brighton. Go ahead, Matt.
Why, good afternoon, gentlemen. You haven't heard it all until you hear my phone call here.
I'm waiting
for it. Let me ask you a simple question. So what is the leash for this kid when he absolutely, like, if he's going to really stink it up? Like, is Vrabel going to pull him and put in DeVito? Because DeVito can play. He needs the opportunity.
Okay. DeVito just needs an opportunity.
That's everybody,
let's stick with the first question. What's the leash with Drake Bay? I think it's the whole year.
Oh, there isn't
Please
a leash.
Please use your time as efficiently as we can.
Well, there's
a leash.
He's
off leash. No, Jones, he's off leash.
In 2025, there's no leash.
Right.
You go
to a dog park, he's off leash. He might not even have a collar on. He can just do whatever he wants.
We bring Charles off leash to the dog park sometimes. He just sits on the side.
You're like, bud, get in there.
Yeah, he's not in danger of biting anybody.
No, I think that's why he sits on the side. He's like, I can't protect myself.
Did I ever tell you the story when Harrow just like de-cleated like a 3-year-old kid? Oh, my God. We were at this huge, like, it wasn't even the dog park as much as, like, this just giant area, right? Mm-hmm. Oh, it was the Fellsway. You ever been to the Fellsway?
Yes,
like,
yeah,
down there.
Sure.
So we're down there, and it's just mayhem. There's, like, 100 dogs running around. So, like, I'm not going to parent shame, but some parent had their kids just, like, out and about with, like, Newfoundlands, Golden Retrievers, Labs, whatever Harrow is, like, all these dogs running around.
Truck stick.
So there's a million dogs. You're like, hey, go play with the dogs. So we pop them off the leash. Full sprint, like this guy owed him money. Full sprint at this kid, jumps up two hands, knocks the kid to the ground. The kid goes rolling. Harold's not that big, but he's fast. Yeah. So at 40 pounds, he's like a bullet. And then he just like...
No, he's speed to power. He's a speed to power ratio is what it is.
And this kid just got smoked. He would have been on the old ESPN jacked up. And I come running over. I'm like, oh my God. And like part of me was like, I'm sorry, but part of me was like, hey, maybe have your make sure your kid has his head on a swivel. Mm. And the lady actually thankfully was not that upset.
Well,
meanwhile,
good.
Another runner got mad because Hera chased after a runner. And then me and him got into a verbal spat.
Now, you had less patience.
We've
for that
stopped
individual.
Going to the Fells. Yeah. It's a nice area.
Good question by the text line at 617-779-7937. Was that DeVito's agent calling? Could have been Sean Stellato.
Could have
been.
He could have just called in on
he
his own.
He said it was Matt Brighton, but it could have been
it's true.
Sean Stellato.
Maybe we'll see him. Now, he was available. The Patriots claimed him, so I shouldn't say he was available. They claimed him off waivers.
Yeah, they made sure they were the only team. Earmuffs out there, Sean, but they were the only team to claim it.
Well, that's because last year in 3 games and 2 starts, he had 257 passing yards.
All right. Well, look, the Giants prefer Jameis Winston and Russell Wilson.
Look, I want to segue this in properly. It's another reason to keep Joe Milton around, Patriots.
Yeah.
Speaking of Joe Milton, one of his bigger fans is on the line. Ray is in Cumberland. Hello, Ray.
You say his name, he shall appear.
Yes.
Joe Milton still stinks. Rich Keefe, I got a question for you today, my friend. You guys have been doing great all week. But
thank you.
You got the Patriots rated as an average receiving core. I have to ask you about this. Pro Fantasy Football has them ranked 31st, and then Hall of Fame Ty Law was on Greg Hill this week saying that there's no speed on the Patriots offense. There's no one to worry about, and I think the receivers are well under average.
You say Pro Fantasy Focus had them ranked low?
Pro Football Focus, or is Pro Fantasy
Pro
Focus?
Pro Football.
I didn't know Pro Fantasy Focus is a new website.
Yeah, well, we just tiered the receivers in the AFC. I think Kayshon Booty is a real NFL wide receiver. I think Steph Diggs is a real NFL wide receiver, and I think Pop Douglas is okay.
And after that,
I think that's a Well, you don't need 10 guys. They have a better receiving core than
the
Buffalo Bills.
He's borderline average. He couldn't even get off the ball
last week.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah, I'm a little more out. I'm with you, Ray, on Pop Douglas. Yeah. But Booty's, I believe, I got to fact check this. I think his last 4 starts, he's 5th in the league in receiving yards. It's 4 starts, a small sample size.
But what I noticed, too, and the reason why I said average and I stand by average is they're better than a couple of teams, right? But then also, a lot of teams have one guy and then it falls off a cliff. So like the Jets have Wilson and nobody else. The Browns have Judy and nobody else. And so you're like, yeah, I would love that top end player.
I saw Nick. That's some Cedric Tillman slander back there.
Billy and I were talking about something different.
Oh, okay. Oh, sorry.
No, but you know what I'm saying? So
Cedric Tillman, good player.
But that's why it's average. So you might prefer the higher ceiling guy. And I get I want the stud guy too.
They don't have an alpha. They don't have a stud.
No.
But I think their receiver, I think to call it average is fine.
But the last couple of years, you look up there and you're like, is that Tyquan Thornton and Jalen Polk and Jalen Reagor and KJ Osborne? That's trash. Like, I don't look at it now and say it's trash.
Right.
So you got to at least step over that.
Yeah, maybe our tolerance for what an actual average receiver, now we appreciate
it's trash.
Yeah, depending
on
what's
so beaten down that a guy has 100 yards, we're like, he's good.
Yeah, it could be that. It definitely could be that,
Rashee Rice is out for a while. It's probably better than the Chiefs, probably better than the Bills, because those two teams are like, we have great quarterbacks, so we're just going to let them do it.
Yeah, they have Juju and Hollywood Brown, the Chiefs right now.
Please, I'd rather have these guys. We had Juju here. He's horrible.
I would rather have these guys.
Hollywood was averaging like 1.3 yards a catch last week until he had that one long one at the end.
He blows.
Even the Broncos, it's Sutton. I like Sutton, and then it falls off. Like, if you're taking, like, the top two guys or even top three, you don't need to go much deeper than that. You don't need to be like, oh, put your 5. Like, you don't even see the 4th and 5th guy. So, I don't know. I stand by average.
Okay. Ray did say it's been a good show this week. That's nice. That was nice.
Thanks, Ray. He does not say that on Twitter.
No,
he's constantly telling
us
how bad the
show is. He's a man who's very easily fired up on Twitter. But I feel like that was a healthy exchange of ideas we just had, Keith.
That was great.
Yeah, I think so.
That was great.
617-779-7937. We can circle back to more Red Sox thoughts coming up. Same with the Patriots as well. Who's calling plays for the defense this weekend? We can get into that. But on the way next, it's Thursday, 12:45, which means it's time for the madness, Kiefer Madness.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, Jones and Keefe on WEEI.
And streaming on WEEI.com. It's time for Kiefer Madness.
Kiefer Madness!
Richard Keefe, I think it is. Rich Keefe.
Who is that?
How you doing, ladies and gentlemen? My name is Joshua Adams.
What now? It's Kiefer Madness.
Where's Keefe?
Where is he?
Where's Keefe?
Where is Keefe?
Hey, Keefe, you're a douche.
I was doing Junko Inoshima from Danganronpa.
I'm a firm believer in UFOs and Sasquatch.
That's funny.
Yo, Kiefer Madness is so hit or miss.
Keefe's a nice guy.
Keefe's a nice guy. Okay. Kiefer Madness?
It's Kiefer Madness on WEEI.
I bring it.
The 44-year-old sits on the hood or not showing the most graphic parts of the video, including when she appeared to defecate on the car.
She came to this Mexican restaurant for a margarita, and instead she left with a side of snake.
Yep, those are four horses inside the Baker Walmart.
Built this giant statue of a human rear end, which he would later load onto his truck and drive down the interstate while headed to court hearings.
All right, time for the madness here on Jones and Keefe WEEI. We got a double feature for you here today, Jones.
Nice.
Yeah, a double creature feature.
Even better.
It's been mostly animal stories, I feel like. Well, and guy in the crawl space.
Yeah,
and
a human foot guy.
A human being in the crawl space and the foot guy.
That's technically a creature feature.
It was a creature feature.
Good point. Yeah, good point.
That is true.
Well said.
Somewhat local. Let's go to Connecticut. We'll stay in New England for this story.
East Hartford police want anyone with information about who may have painted squirrel to call them right away. Take a look at this.
Squirrel?
Squirrels. Yeah, it's a little choppy on the thing.
If I didn't know it was a creature feature, I would have thought she said something very different.
Who may have painted squirrel?
Squirrels?
Yeah.
Squirrels? Are you asking us or are you telling us?
I heard
the news.
Oh, it doesn't matter what I heard.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
What did you hear?
I heard scrotum in there is what I heard, but not what she's painting. Okay, yeah.
Different story. Yeah, I left that one aside.
If I didn't know it was an animal story, that's what I heard.
Yeah. Painting squirrels as this one.
To call them right away, take a look at this picture. You see the squirrel? It's blue.
I drew the duck blue because I've always wanted to see a blue duck. That's quacktastic.
Okay. There's winter. There's a chili squirrel.
I don't think they change colors. They're not like chameleons.
Oh, but if they get frozen enough.
Oh, you think a frozen squirrel.
Yeah, like a frozen block of squirrel.
This is a new story, Jones. This isn't from last winter.
Okay.
It was actually very nice yesterday. It's like 70 degrees.
But I don't know when the artist was rendering this from. Maybe it was an older photo of a squirrel. Yeah.
Picture. You see the squirrel? It's blue.
Sure is.
That was leading the news in Connecticut?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, good.
The other, if we take a look here, appears to be red or pink.
Wow.
Okay.
So a blue one and a red or pink one.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So two different squirrels, painted.
Okay.
They painted two separate squirrels. They let them go. They're just out and about.
It's a gender commentary I could feel coming up.
Maybe.
Okay.
Blue and a pink.
Yeah.
But maybe it's a gender reveal gone bad.
It's a squirrel gender reveal.
Like, I painted those squirrels. You didn't want to use them? I took 2 days off to wrangle these squirrels and paint them.
These are squirrel restrooms. It's a very controversial story is what this is.
You're going to do what?
Yeah, okay.
Both were spotted near Naubuck Avenue and High Street.
Why do they do this?
The very specific addresses in the news?
Live and local. There's something
the
to be said for it.
You
really want to know exactly where stuff happens, but they are so specific in some of these news.
What county is this in?
Yeah.
And what are the crossroads? Otherwise, I wouldn't be paying attention
to a squirrel.
I have
to imagine that affects a very, very, very small portion of your audience, the exact location. But some people really want to know exactly where stuff happens.
This is because the news, they write it down to the second. And they're probably like, listen, there's a red and a blue squirrel on
the
loose.
They can't even get the color of the squirrel right.
Red or
But they have
pink.
The cross street down to like the centimeter.
So what do they say? Keep your eyes peeled?
Yeah.
What's the point?
Both were spotted near Naubuck Avenue and High Street in East Hartford. Investigators say they appear to be in good health, but their fur has been colored somewhere.
Their fur has been colored somewhere?
How would you know that a squirrel's in good health when you see it? The bushy tail?
Oh, I think
they probably judge the bushiness of the tail.
Yeah, they're not like frantic. They don't have like fur, like missing fur in places.
Oh, that's true.
I think
don't
if they're
have, like,
well
splotchy fur. You want to have a full.
They're known for their
mane.
Tails.
Yeah.
Like a beautiful tail.
Okay, good.
You can tell, Jones. You can just kind of say they're
stupid,
in good spirits.
Stupid question by me.
Yeah.
All right.
No, that's
okay.
Obvious.
Good.
Appear to be in good health, but their fur has been colored somehow, and they'd like some information. Oh, poor things.
Who wants information? The squirrels or the town hall? What is she talking about?
I don't know.
I also love the idea of somebody that did this.
Yeah.
And then having a conversation with somebody else. They're like, hey, how was your day? Oh, pretty good. Yeah, what'd you do?
Well,
oh, what'd I do? I painted two squirrels.
You did what?
Like taxidermy? Oh, no, they're alive.
No,
they're
living.
Let them go.
They're running around the neighborhood. The news will tell you the cross streets if you pay attention.
There's
they're,
a blue one. I did one pink. All right.
Or red.
Yeah, I don't get it.
I couldn't get
what
the exact
a great use
color
of your time.
Appear to be in good health, but their fur has been colored somewhere.
Somewhat.
So that's one story, Jones.
Okay.
There.
All right, that's a
fur was colored somewhere.
Pretty good ones.
It's going to be tough to top.
Yeah.
Let's go to Florida.
Nice.
Let's go down to Florida. So from Connecticut to Florida for this one.
Well, a Florida man's quiet afternoon at home was shattered by this unexpected visitor.
Oh, now I did already kind of tip my hand.
Okay.
That it is a creature.
We do know it's creature. Yeah.
Unexpected visitor. What do you got?
Well, snake, I feel like, is always in play.
Snake's always in play.
Okay. It's Florida.
Yeah.
Gator.
Good guess.
Huge. This is a 300-pound wild boar that smashed.
Oh, so close.
Yeah, we're going 300-pound wild boar in the house.
How big for a wild boar? I don't know.
300 pounds?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good-sized wild boar.
How big do you think the boar runs?
I don't know.
Wild boar
wild
size?
Wild boar size. Hoss of the week?
Yeah, well, maybe this one.
Ooh, see, I see they range from 75 to 250, with some large males reaching over 600. There it is.
Oh.
So, yeah, it's not that big. It ain't a hoss.
Average
I'll tell you that
pig
right
of the week.
Now.
Yeah,
average pig
adults.
Of the week.
He's above the general range of a normal adult, which is 75 to 250.
I mean, as Merlone would say, that's Peyton Tolley or Garrett Crochet walking through the door.
Good point. It ain't a hoss.
No.
All right.
No. CT from the Real World Challenge still the leader in the clubhouse.
Yeah, he's
hoss
top of the week. Yeah, top of the heat for sure.
But like, had it been on the big side, then I would have said sure.
This is a 300-pound wild boar that smashed through his sliding glass door. Obviously, it scared him. He says it then stood there for about 40 minutes.
40-minute standoff with a wild boar.
Oh boy,
what do you do? Just scream at it.
I don't think you want to get anywhere near it.
No, they're very dangerous.
Oh yeah, they'll gouge you.
So if they're in there,
they'll ram you. They'll gouge you.
What do? Do you just take off? You call the FBI? What do you do?
Yeah, what do you do?
What's your first move?
You play dead? Maybe just play dead.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Just curl up in a ball.
Yeah,
you got me. You got me.
Go ahead. Take whatever you want.
Yeah.
You treat him like he's a robber. Take whatever you want. The money's upstairs.
Like, what?
Yeah, I don't know what you do. I don't think I would have
anything. Just hit him with a, go on, get.
Go on, go. Oh. Well, like a.
Go on, get!
Like a black bear, you're supposed to go on and get him.
Yeah, get big.
You're supposed to get real big.
Yeah,
go on, get him.
Maybe you do that.
I think it wouldn't work on a boar. You might just really aggravate it.
Yeah, you don't want to agitate it.
Yeah, let's see what happens.
Okay.
Before the police showed up, and from there, it was a bit of a struggle wrangling the boar before eventually they got it under control.
That's code for they killed it.
Yeah. They wrangled it. To death.
Took care.
He was wrangled to death is what he did. Yeah.
He was stubborn. Then they shot it in the head with their police officer guns. He's dead now.
Maybe. So what was the boar so fired up about?
I don't know. Maybe he was lost.
Maybe he
was meeting a friend somewhere. And he's like, This is the address. These are the cross streets he gave me. It's just a house.
Maybe he saw an oddly colored squirrel. Could have been. Off.
Yeah, I don't know why.
Maybe that's what it was.
Why
I'm like, what are these pink squirrels doing?
I feel like there's been more and more stories in the news. Like up here, it's been bears getting in the house. But down there, we had the snake, we had the alligator, and now a boar.
I mean, you do see a bear in Alaska, you typically say something along the lines of like, hey, bear.
No.
Hey, boar.
That won't work.
Hey, boar.
That won't work.
What are you doing here, boar? Get out of here, boar.
Yeah, no, boars are scary.
Oh,
I think pound for pound, got to be one of the stronger animals in the world.
Yeah. Well, we're encroaching on their territory, Keefe. I think that's what's happening. So they smash right into your slider.
Mm-hmm.
And next thing you know, it's a standoff with a boar.
Yeah.
Not great.
No, I get you.
Okay, so a double creature feature there.
Yep.
On a Thursday Kiefer Madness here on Jones and Keefe. 617-779-7937. You can dial us up there. Let's circle back to the Pats this weekend against Miami. No Gonzo. How do they adjust on defense? Who's calling the plays? Oh, by the way, and some Red Sox thoughts as well. Stay tuned. We'll get to it next.
There was a woman in Texas that was actually killed by a group of wild pigs.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.